This is Sean Roberts with an audio boo for September 20th, 2009. I'm thinking about wireless data today. For some reason, it's on my mind. I use an iPhone and I pay $30 a month, or actually my employer pays $30 a month for the data on the iPhone. And I also have a USB modem that I can plug into my laptop to get data through AT&T. And I pay $67 a month for that, including tax. So I'm paying a little bit over $107. Each package allows you to have up to 5 gigs of data. And what I keep thinking about, and I've been looking for, is an option that would allow you to pay for less data, pay less money for less data. Because when I look at my usage, and I suspect there's other people out there, I'm not coming close to hitting the 5 gig cap. In a heavy month, I may use a gig or a little bit over a gig on the iPhone. And on a heavy month with the USB modem, I probably use, I think I use two gigs or maybe a little bit over 2 gigs. What I would love to see, and I'm not aware of another national carrier that does this, is a plan that allows you to pay for something under a 5 gig cap, pay less money, for instance, like a 2 gig plan, for $30 instead of $60 for a 5 gig plan. I've looked around and don't see any national carrier doing that. I know Verizon will offer you with the MiFi, at least, and maybe with everything, a 250 meg plan for quite a bit less than 60, but that's just not workable for someone like me that's using upwards of 2 gigs. There needs to be some kind of compromise, and there's room for a carrier to step out there and break from what the norm appears to be right now and maybe really do well by doing that. I'm thinking of something like if a person has a data plan and buys a data line with a USB modem or Wi-Fi or air card, they'd get a reduced rate. Rather than paying $107 for a total of 10 gigabytes that you can't share, you might pay $60 or $70 for 7 total gig, and you can share it between an iPhone and a data card or USB modem where it's owned by the same person. It shouldn't make a whole lot of difference to the carriers. I don't believe it's really a quality issue. To me, it seems obvious it's a money issue, but if one carrier breaks through, and I know that Cricket has offered some more competitive data plans, but they're not national, and as far as I know, their network is mostly EVDO, not Rev A, so you're not going to get some of the speeds you're used to, but you can pay $30, I believe, for up to 5 gig a month with Cricket or maybe unlimited. I'd love to see a carrier like T-Mobile, when their 3G network gets a little bit more advanced and widespread, or Sprint jump out there and say, we'll allow you to have up to 7 gigs a month for $50, no matter how you use it, whether it's on a phone, on a separate USB modem, or a combination of the two. That would be super, and it would be great for the consumer. Not holding my breath on that one, though. Let me know what you think about this or other ideas you have. Thanks.